This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A report of a potential radioactive leak from a Chinese nuclear plant near Hong Kong. A French company that's joint owner of the plant says the plant is operating within safety limits. But the company called Framatome told the U.S. the Chinese are raising acceptable limits for radiation outside the plant to avoid having to shut it down. That's according to CNN, which is reporting that U.S. officials do not think there is a severe safety threat. China and Russia will be prime topics as the NATO summit begins in Brussels. NATO leaders are expected to lay out their view of China, its rising influence, and the security implications. President Biden will be at the summit in Brussels. Here's our Julie Walker.
Biden will use his time at the summit beginning today to underscore the U.S. commitment to a provision of the alliance charter that spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. At the close of the G7 yesterday, Biden said he views NATO as vital to maintaining American security.
The president also said he agrees with Russian President Putin that the relationship between the U.S. and Russia is at a low point.
I think he's right, it's a low point, and it depends on how he responds to acting consistent with international norms, which in many cases he has not.
President Biden will meet with Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Israelis awoke to a new government and a new prime minister this morning after Naftali Bennett won the backing of parliament, leading to the end of Benjamin Netanyahu's run as prime minister. Novavax says its COVID shot is highly effective and also protects against variants. A woman was killed and another person injured after being struck by a car during a protest in Minneapolis's uptown neighborhood. This is AP News. You can get married again in style. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Couples in the U.S. are racing to the altar in a vaccination-era wedding boom that has venues and other vendors in high demand.
We say love can never be canceled.
Maggie Lord, who's a vice president at David's Bridal.
People were going to get married one way or another. We saw many, many couples had what we call part one, and they did a smaller wedding during COVID, and now they're having part two, and they're having the larger celebration. They're having, the big wedding that they had planned for before.
So if you've gotten a lot of wedding invitations lately?
It is the largest wedding season of all time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And if you're driving to that wedding, it's going to cost you. Gas is $3.08 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. Gas prices increasing as the summer driving season starts. Gas was $2.10 a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.